Maine Maple Sunday turns 40 this month. The entire weekend this weekend is literally tapped as the true celebration of spring in Maine. Lewis Church, owner of Church's Sugar Shack in Columbia Falls, tells Star 97.7 it's a busy time of year for maple syrup producers as the season started earlier than usual.
This year we started early. It was February 12th, which is quite a lot earlier than normal just because of our weather this year. We got around 500 taps.
You can experience the entire process from seeing how trees are tapped to boiling in the sugar shack to taking home some delicious goodies made from the sweetest treat around. Church's is open 9 to 4 this Saturday and Sunday. Springtime in Maine. The snows are melting, the ice breaking up on the rivers, and best of all, the sap begins running for all that sweetness that leads up to this weekend's Maine Maple Sunday event. Lewis Church, owner of Church's Sugar Shack in Columbia Falls, tells Star 97.7 this weekend at Church's is a whole interactive experience.
Of course, we'll have all our treats and stuff for purchase and an explanation of just how maple syrup's made. We go out into the sugar bush and we'll show them how the tree's tapped and how you actually get the sap from the tree and then the whole process into the sugar house to boiling it down and making syrup.
Church says this year family and friends all pitched in to tap over 500 trees and make the weekend happen. They'll be open Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 4. Find more information on their Facebook page. A whole lot of sweetness goes into that bottle of syrup you slather across your morning pancakes. Star 97.7 asked Church's Sugar Shack owner, Lewis Church, just how much sap it takes to make a gallon of syrup.
It varies, but rule of thumb is 50 to 1. So 50 gallons of sap to 1 gallon of syrup.
Church says Andrea has turned all that sweetness into a delightful assortment of goodies for sale.
Yeah, that's going to be new to us this year. It's a maple cheese ball that Andrea's come up with. She's got a cranberry pepper jelly, which doesn't really go to maple syrup, but we'll have maple-covered nuts and pecans, and she does maple-covered pretzels.
Church's Sugar Shack is open this Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 4, and there will also be free ice cream topped with warm maple syrup for everyone who stops by.